Volume.
Okay. So, all right. Are we all good?
Can you repeat the truth, Princess?
Okay.
Just to get it clear.
I want to focus on the Simcha aspect first. We be Simcha going into Yom Kippur, and we be Simcha Bezot Hashem coming out of Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur?
Why don't you should be besimcha?
All day?
You should always be besimcha. Even on Tisha B'Av, you have to be besimcha. It says, Mamai ti besimcha for Tisha B'Av. So for sure you should be besimcha. Day itself is a very besimcha day. The Rabbeinu Yoin in Shari, bring me Shari Tshuva, if I can find it. It's somewhere in Shari. Let me see if I can find it. I'm not going to speak too much time. And see the lotion of the Rabbeinu Yoina of the simcha of going to Yom Kippur. Means if it's a miserable day, then why are you being simcha going in? I understand why you're simcha coming out. I've got to find it first, and then we'll see if we can translate it. Lamed. Nervous? You could be nervous. I didn't see it properly. First year person should be nervous, but it is trepidation. There's yira is for sure. Okay, there's all different things. You have to be mamayit besimcha. You should be besimcha for the person who is next to you in the most amazing place. The Rabbi Sol Salanti says it in the letters. For the person who's nifta, what is it? He's in a good place. Just 1 second, let me find this. I'm going to have a look now. Maybe it's in Shah. Okay, give me 1 minute. If I can't find it, then I haven't seen this for a long time.
That seems to be a topic. Huh? What's the topic of it?
He's talking about the Suda on Masekas, the Simcha you have between the Suda on Masekas. Maybe it's in Shabbat. Yeah, but we said that, the Lech. The Renier says you have to do that even before Yom Kippur. The Suda you're eating is anticipation of the Simcha of the Kapola. You're going into Yom Kippur. You're about to be completely purified and clean. The whole Gehenim's, but they're going to take your whole Gehenim away from you. You're going to be a Briah Chadosh. You can start fresh. So before you're waiting for that. So you eat the Simcha, the Suda of Simcha. I'll look for the steak. No, it's completely nice. Different. Completely different. Completely different. We make a hekesh between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. You have to make a hekesh between Yom Kippur and Purim. Tisha B'Av stands alone. Okay. Gehenna is not a nice place. Terrible. And then Yom Kippur, you get a chance to get out of Gehenna. You can do tshuva and get rid of all your avarice. Easy. It's not so easy to do tshuva. I'll show you why now. In Yom Kippur, it's easy. That's an incredible simcha. So that's what we're looking for. Okay. The Svarim sing, we also sing, but we've got, we don't sing it properly, but the Svarim sing the vidui. The Moedika Simcha Davidu, you're counting your mitzvahs. Kapshute, Rav Israel says that. Rav Israel says that somewhere. Maybe it's in Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, spoken here. You heard that from him? Why are we singing Davidu? Because the Rambam's gonna tell us that when you do tshuva on your avarus, they become schiot, they become mitzvahs. So you're counting your mitzvahs. Kapshute. The truth to it. We have to get rid of the negative mistake connotations we have with Yom Kippur and learn the Sugya properly. When you learn the sugya properly, what I'm saying is poshut. What?
Are they wiped away or did they come in?
There's the kapara. No, we have to understand what kapara then is. It says, Nase Zidrainus, Nase Shrios. It's brought down that that's what you're doing at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. On Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, you tshuva, so all those everybody become mixed with. At the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, you show your mind, you're drawing back all the Shriyot.
Why should you turn with him?
Okay. If you ask me what chat it's on. You found it? Huh? Sharavi. I'm really overbought it. No, no, no. Oh, yeah, you got excellent stuff. Oh.
Stop coming, Avi.
No, Kain Amru Chazal, just before this, at the end of Ches. Kolakove Sudaber of Yom Kippurim, Kilu Nitzave Lesanis, Tishi, Vasiri, Lisan, the Tisanabem, Kerasim Chose, Begiz, Mankaparose. It's as if he fasted on two because Hero Simchose, Begiz, Mankaparose. He's besimcha because he sees the time for Kapparos coming. V'yeto la'eira al dagosel la'shmasoysev v'ginoysov la'vanoysov. Now he says, v'ashenis, ki b'shay yomim toilim, anachnu koilim suda le'simchas ha'mitzvah. And all that yom toilim, we have a mitzvah, we kovei a suda for the simcha of the mitzvah. Ki yigdal v'yizke ma'od tzchar ha'simcha la'mitzvah. Because the growth, you know, there's enormous growth and attainment in the schar for the simcha on a mitzvah. When you have simcha in a mitzvah, the schar is much bigger. So you make a surah to increase the simcha of the mitzvah. We fast on Yom Kippur, so you can't make a surah, the simcha is a mitzvah. But there's a simcha is a mitzvah. Nischaibnu lekovnei asuda al simchas hamitzvah be'erev Yom HaKippurim. You have the suda on erev Yom HaKippurim for the simcha of the he didn't get a woman. This is Rabbeinu Yoina. This is not somebody who is teaching simcha. This is Rabbeinu Yoina. This is Sharei Tshuva. You know, after he's told you how you're going to burn and get frazzled and he comes and tells you that Yom HaKippurim, you're supposed to make a suda because of the simchas hamitzvah, the mitzvah of tshuva. But you can't. There's another lotion here. This is exactly what I was looking for. Kiare simchose bagiaz man kaparos. What's the simcha? I'm getting kapara. I can get kapara the whole year. That we'll see now. That's what I want to do. I want to do the Rambam. That also takes out one of the big mistakes we have about. That we have about Yom Kippur. But you have to go in besimcha, like the Rabbeinu Yoina says, because it's a Suda Simcha. Suda Samar Sekas is not one of these like, oh, Zaycha Letisha Bab Suda Samar Sekas. It's a Suda Mitzvah, it's a Suda Yom Kippur Simcha. Both Sudas, I need the second one. You can be the Simcha at both. I think you can be Yoitzi, you don't have to be miserable at the first one, you don't have to be. Maybe that's not the simcha of it. Fine. And you come out with simcha.
What's the simcha that we're excited
about? Not the kapara.
Kapara,
simcha, that means a tshuva.
It's an amazing thing. We didn't even happen yet. We're happy that it's going to happen.
Correct. There's anticipation. You should make it. Oh, because Hashem doesn't lie. That's the biggest mistake. That's the tolls.
Well,
that's a mistake. How do I know it's gonna? Because that's the problem. We don't believe in our tshuva.
Well, we're watching the thread in the base of Mikdash for. Is it gonna turn white or not? Oh, now it turned white. Now we're happy.
I don't have a thread in the base of Mikdash.
Okay.
So I have to work with what I.
That we didn't know.
I have to work with no, not what then. I want to know how do I not how do they how do I come out of the simcha? You've just raised one of the biggest problems. We spoke about this yesterday. We don't believe the tshuva works. Hashem lied. Hashem's mashaka. That's the problem. Tshuva for you isn't a fact. Not a fact. And the halachas of tshuva, you haven't bought into them either yet. So how do I know? There was a certain rabbi, Zatzal. Somebody quoted it the other day. But how do you know your tshuva works? So one of the rabbonim that I learned with said, he's a chayte and a machte. To say to somebody, how did you know your tshuva works? You're a chayte and a machte. You're a sinner and you're causing other people to sin. It's getting people not to believe in tshuva. Tshuva works. Guaranteed. How do I know? Because Hashem doesn't love that either. So the Rambam, the Hilchus tshuva. You want to Hilchus tshuva? You believe the Rambam? Or are you going to believe your Yetzer Hara? So we don't have the room yet, and it's one of the power from the left. But then that's going to turn white because she died them well. So all you have left is tshuva. Hatshuva makaperes al kol aveiros, and tshuva is mechaper all aveiros. Okay. Watch the resistance. What we put the Rambam? We'll see one second. Afilu Rosha kol yomo. Well, let's go to Rambam. And they give him a chance to finish his, let him say his thing. I think everybody started arguing about what he was going to say had they given him a chance to say it. Let's.
Whether we pasken like
Rebbe holds, even without tshuva, Yom Kippur's mechaper.
It made davening much quicker. You don't have to do tshuva. You're going to Yom Kippur, you're lying in bed, Yom Kippur wipes out all your day. Not all of them, but a big chunk of them. That's what Rebbe holds. Unfortunately, we don't pasken like that. That's the godless of Yom Kippur, Rebbe. You don't know, see, in the Gemara, it's also a valid source. Okay? We're gonna rely on that just for today, okay? Okay? The art scroll Gemara, not the original. And without even doing tshuva, Yom Kippur's mechaper. That's the power of the day. We pass him like the Rabbonin. So you do Yom Kippur, remain a mechaper, elu l'shavu. You have to do tshuva, then you get kapara. And that's how the Rambam passes. L'chein kosev Rambam, v'yitzuma shel Yom Kippurim, mechaper l'shavu. That's the loshen of the Rambam, medayik, that Yom Kippur is mechaper for those who do tshuva. That's where our problem comes in. Oh, maybe I didn't do tshuva. Klaima avolo l'sha'inim shavu. Doesn't mechafa for someone who didn't do tshuva. Udvarav tzrichim biyu. The Rambam needs an explanation. Haray, me'achar shekosuv shatshuva mechaper is al kol aveiros. The Rambam says, tshuva is mechaper on all aveiros, yeah? Ma moisim v'ma shomer, sheyitzu mishil yom ha-kippurim mechaper la tshuva. Well, who needs Yom Kippur? Tshuva is mechaper on all aveiros. So I did tshuva. So I get a kapara. No, you need Yom Kippur. What do you need Yom Kippur for? Well, who needs Yom Kippur then? If Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva, understand. Yeah, Yom Kippur is a big chiddush. But if Yom Kippur is mechaper on tshuva, tshuva is itself mechaper. Who needs Yom Kippur? That's his kasha. Barei, im yesham tshuva, im mechaper is gam below Yom Kippurim. And the Rambam there further, in Hilchah Halacha Dalet, that's in Halacha Gimel, Hilchah Dalet, he says, af al pi she tshuva mechaper es al hakol, even though tshuva is mechaper on everything, ve'itzuma shel Yom Kippurim mechaper. You just said that tshuva is mechaper kol and Yom Kippur is mechaper. So what's going on here? This is a big question, massive question. This bothers a lot of people. Let's turn into this question. He's going to kill all the questions. Oid kosam Rambam, afal pi she tshuva v'atzaka yofel lo'olam, even though tshuva and tzaka, whatever you want to interpret that as, shouting. Whatever, you know, tzaka is one of the 10 Lashonim of Tefillah, special type of Tefillah. V'asara yom shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim hu yofi b'yoysa. During the asara yom tshuva, it's even more yofi. U'miyad hi mitkabeles. And immediately it's acceptable. Shenema, Dir Shashem Beyamotsoi, Koro, Beyosef Kol. All Hashem when he's accessible, when he is, when he's close. It also needs an understanding. Adi Tshuva, what's this other thing here? What's this? What do I need to be close for? Even if he's far, the Tshuva, the Koro. In Perek Beis, he says like this. Because we want Tshuva Gemura, yeah? We don't want just like 70%. We want to get 100% on this Mishnah, correct? Ask the Rambam, Ezu Tshuva Gemura, Ze Shibo Le Yodei Dover She'avabo, Le'em She'vara Lasei, say. The thing that comes again in all its details, all its pratim and all the details, the pirush v'lo asam ipnei tshuva. He doesn't do it again because of the tshuva. That's tshuva gemura. Ze bal tshuva gemura. So you have to wait. You have to wait and see. Let's see if you're in the same situation and whether you'll do the avayir or not. You don't do it, that's called tshuva gemura. You do it again. There wasn't a tshuva gemura. So that's one of the problems you have in Yom Kippur. I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara again, but you know that you're going to go home and speak Lashon Hara. Then my tshuva is not a tshuva. That's one of the problems we have. We don't believe in a tshuva. Good. That's one of the biggest yates horrors. Some calls of a mahi tshuva. In halacha base, he says, what's tshuva? Not what's tshuva gemur. He says, what's tshuva? Who she yazav achoy techotoy v'yisiru memachshavosei. He leaves the sin and he removes it from his mind. And he has gemirah sadas, he's never going to do it again. As it says in the pasuk, Yaza Rosh Adarche, V'chein Yinachem al Sheova, and he has regrets about the past. Shenema Kiachre Yeshuva Nechamti, V'yad Alav Yodeya Ta'alumay Shelo Yoshu V'zeh Chet Lo'ilom. The knower of all secrets, they're not saying that the knower of the future, the knower of all secrets will testify that he'll never do it again. That's another problem.
Now,
Well, the college board is one of the 8 sorrows we have on Yom Kippur that we don't trust that sugar. Because I know that the college board can't behave that I won't do it again because I know that I'm going to do it again. So then, how can a college board testify that I'll never do it again? So, how does my sugar work? That's a big, big question. Everybody asks, there's lots of tributes. We're going to remove the Kasha complete. And that's really going to leave you in a bad place. Because when you finish here, you have no more excuses. So if you want to leave now and carry on making Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, go now. Because when you finish with this, you have no more excuses. You have to be besimcha on you can't do 3. If you're still here, yeah, that's it. You're finished. Okay. The tzarich lizvados besfosa veloyma emiz elu shegma velibo, and that which you've decided you're not going to do again, you have to actually express that with your mouth. That's called good. Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, let's see what Rav Hillel says. Ulefize epsha lahavin ulever es miles atshuva yom kippurim dafka. What's this mile of yom kippurim dafka that I need yom kippurim and tshuva anyway works? From the Rambam, it's poshut that normally during the normal year, outside the sorry, my tshuva, outside of Yom Kippur, the tshuva is not accepted straight away. The Kodesh Baruch Hu mamtim at sheyovu ma'isel liyodu v'yakush. The Kodesh Baruch Hu waits to see how serious your tshuva was. He'll give you the test again. He'll put you back in the same situation and see, will you do it again or not? If you mafrish, then you did a good tshuva. And if not, well, then back to the drawing board. The Lord divers then. That's not enough. You have to remove the sin from your machshavas, whatever that means. Then you have a true shleima. There's a certain level of tshuva without that. But tshuva shleima is only when it's and that's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu be made that you won't do it again. Because it's completely removed from your mind. You had an opportunity to do it again and you didn't. So now Hashem says, you'll never do it again. He's good. The tshuva retractively in the bag. Now we think that that's what's going on in Yom Kippur.
That doesn't even make sense.
What does
it? Just because he stood up to the challenge one time, he's like an alcoholic. He stood up one time, doesn't mean he's not.
No, he has tshuva for what he did in Eskapod. If he does it again, he's going to do tshuva again.
Which means he starts over.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
The
that's what the Rambam says. Yeah, that's what the Rambam says. Yeah. He slips again. That's how we answer the Rosh Hashanah. That's how we answer this problem. That's the problem we all have. My tshuva is not a tshuva. Because I know, and of course, Baruch Hu knows, and I don't know that if it comes again, I won't be able to do it. So anyway, I come out of Yom Kippur miserable, and another year, brach, because I did most of the berries. I said I wasn't going to do it. I did do them again, and I've been here before. It's not my first Yom Kippur. You know, so I'm well experienced. Divine, so Yom Kippur is a Lord Tazor. Yom Dikayon, Rebbe. Yeah, you ask any bocha, they'll tell you the Yom Dikayon. The pressing day. Abba's in the Knesset crying the whole day. That's Yom Kippur. That's how Machana Kachum Yom Kippur. Abba's in the Knesset crying the whole day. Fine. So listen to what happens. Listen to what's really going on in Yom Kippur. Ulam Tshuva Sa'adim Yom Kippur. The Tshuva of a person in Yom Kippur. Yesh lo maila tsuma. Has an unbelievable quality. The erech tshuva sa'avim b'kol yomos hashana. Tshuva Yom Kippur is a very different creature to the tshuva in the rest of the year. When you do tshuva with your vidur in Yom Kippur, like we spoke about, we'll come back to that now. There's no bedik on your tshuva. Will you come back to it again? Will you be poiresh? Won't you be poiresh? You did the four things of tshuva on this aveira. We'll use Rav Nissen for the Kabbalah and everything else. We're not taking it as a Kabbalah, which I think is valid enough. I think Rav Nissen for valid is yesh ma'amili smoich when it comes to psak halacha. Okay, finished. It's game over. That's not tshuva. That's what the Rambam's telling you. The tshuva of Yom Kippur is a different kind of tshuva legamra. All the time and the conditions that you need the rest of the year on Yom Kippur, Zelor. V'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu boidek achat shuvosoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not checking to see, will you do the sin again or not? V'ein umamtim lad shiyov v'mayin siliyot v'pirush. She doesn't wait to see, maybe it'll come back and you will separate, you won't separate, but that's our doubt. We go into Yom Kippur and we say, but one second, I know the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hashem's going to wait and check me out in a few weeks' time. And Hashem knows that I'm going to do the affair against him. My tshuva wasn't a tshuva. And Yom Kippur, none of that will pass.
Right.
Huh?
Right. That tshuva and Yom Kippur should have worked if you knew ahead of time that you were going to do it again. You knew from last year you're going to do it. But if you know, you do tshuva.
We'll deal with that now. We'll deal with that question. Now that all says to be dealt. One second. Yeah. Yeah. Echtov v'shuv. I'll sit and I'll do tshuva afterwards. We'll see. Yeah. That is a bit of a license for that. But we have to deal with it. One second. I want to know, did I do tshuva? No, one second. I want to know, do I get kapara and was I yotzi the mitzvah of tshuva and Yom Kippur? What I'll do tomorrow. It's a new year. And then next year, I'll worry about what I did tomorrow. I'm talking about this Yom Kippur. When I walk out of Yom Kippur, am I clean, squeaky clean on everything that I did tshuva? You didn't do tshuva, right? I can't help it. But I did tshuva on everything. This list of 50,000 things, I did all the klalim of tshuva. Do I get kapara or not? Well, let's see. Well, maybe you'll do the veir again. Lo mashaneh if you do the veir again. It's not got anything to do with your tshuva today. Your tshuva is in the bag and you have a kapara. Finished? Yeah, but Hashem knows. Hashem doesn't know anything. Hashem doesn't look at whether you will or you won't. Your day at Kol HaTalu Mois is not working there today. Yom Kippur has a different dynamic. Bashehu Shom, how are you now? Thank you. He doesn't have to move from his mind to Gamre. He's called a Bok Tshuva. Elamiyad, immediately. Ba'asai is a Tshuva by Yom HaKippurim. You do Tshuva on Yom HaKippurim. Already on Erev Yom Kippur, by Mincha, the Rambam says, but I'm fasting like that today. We do it anyway. The unbelievableness, the atzuma, whatever you want to translate that word as, the day, the power of Yom Kippur is mechapa. The niklat hashev brushusa shel yom zeh, he's caught up in the protection and the domain of this day. Asher nosen bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyach besugulam yuchedes. The kapara mitzad itzuma shel yoy. this is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, the treasure, the unique treasure of this day, is that the day is Mechaper. Everybody who does the Maisa Tshuva, umedukta kain b'lashoynoi, b'mashi omer, umiyad hu mitkabeles, ukeniskele il.
I have real trouble.
Ad kan.
It's so unauthentic. It's like your parents tell you to clean your room. So you straighten out the bedspread all nice, and you put all the trash wrappers under the bed. Because if don't look, just follow the script. I'm going to say the words.
No, you have to do tshuva.
Whatever.
No, you have to do tshuva.
I know I'm going to do it.
One second. Number one, you have to do tshuva. Number two, you're right, Hashem is ridiculous. You're right. I'll show you a couple of things that make you completely out the door. Right? You have a dead sentence on your head. The only person that can help you is the king. Now, if you get a point with the king's not so cautious. But eventually you manage to protect us or whatever to get an appointment with the king to go ask him, please, to let you off. Yeah, and he pays you for coming to visit him. And they'll just pay you. He gives you millions and millions of dollars. Isn't that what Tfilah is? I can't get anything that I need without talking to Hashem. So Hashem lets me come and talk to him. And then he pays me for coming. I get schar for Tfilah. You're right. Hashem doesn't make any sense. You're right. Hashem functions in a world of rachamim and mercy and ava and with a system that we can't grasp. Because he's rachok from us. Why would the king pay you for coming to plead for amnesty? You know, there's a kid in jail in Russia, so he managed all the protections to get to Putin to ask for clemency. And as you walk out, Putin gives you a check for $20 million. Thank you for coming. Oh, God's in sugar. You know, Hashem's in sugar. Hashem tells you to put on one shoe and then a second shoe. Everybody has to put on, no one can put on two shoes at the same time. Even a guy has to put on one shoe and put on the other shoe. Hashem says, yeah, but I paid you. And the schar for that, there's not enough pleasure in the whole world to give you the schar for that. I can't give you the schar for putting on your shoes the way I asked you to put on your shoes in this world. Because there's not enough pleasure in this world for the schar for that. You're right, Hashem's nuts. I agree. But what can I do? I work according to the halacha. That's what bounds me. No, so what's the halacha? The Rambam's telling you, Yom Kippur is a special day, magic. But you have to do tshuva. You're right, you've got a kash on Rebbe Yudah, you don't even do tshuva. You just stay in there, you carry on doing whatever you want, and Yom Kippur somehow, we don't pass me like Rebbe, so I don't have to understand him. I'd like to understand Rebbe Yudah Nasi, because he's also about Baba. He also has understood what's going on. But we pass and you have to do tshuva. So now you have to do tshuva, so what's tshuva? To do it again. I'm sorry, I'm stepping into time. Revolitsky's not coming, not able to come into it. He's lost his sense of smell. He's fine, he just can't smell, so he doesn't want to take a chance. So he's not coming in, so I can keep going as long as I want. But there's no one in the chair anyway, so who cares? So it's only my share that's being interrupted, and you're the only one from the share, yes. I am Daniel. Yeah, but it's because of you that I'm delaying the thing, yeah. So like this. So what is tshuva? Vidoy, fine, so the mazda takes care of that, yeah? You're going to be doing a lot of vidoy on the paper, yeah? You just stick to the mazda, and we're not going to go into vidoy, yeah? You have to say the words that try and personalize a little bit, but don't go crazy with the Chai Adams or the Chidor, whatever, not the Chai Adams, the Chidor, the Chai Adams, you know, it's got a bit of a possible list. Of the Shabbat. What if you want to do? You need Velo Shavalanu, you need Karata, which is Lo Shaveh. I bought something for $50 and it didn't work so well. Zelo Shaveh, I won't do it again. That's Karata. Velo Shaveh. Be careful if you're getting too much charata, how it's affecting your simcha. If charata is starting to dip you into miserableness, it's a lot of. If you travel in the charata, you can come out of the simcha, you know yourself, like we said yesterday. There's no luck, you know, it's going to be done at Tfokhim or Kazais or. There's no shear to tshuva and charata. These things you have to know yourself and you have to trust yourself. And Hashem trusts you to trust yourself. That's why I didn't give you any shear.
What's the next thing you've got to do? For all the other people. I'd be so grateful, Hashem, if your will would be that I don't do any of these avails again. Thank you so much. Please take care of it, because I'm otherwise occupied in my one Kabbalah, but you don't have to do more than one Kabbalah. Okay? The Seder. And then what's the last thing? Aziv Sachet. So that's part of the Kabbalah. The Aziv Sachet is, I don't want to do this again, because they lost Shabbat. And I'm telling you that I did it, and I'm telling you I don't want to do it again. About the Kabbalah I have to give to you, because I can't take more than one Kabbalah. So the Aziv Sachet goes together with that. So for his oracle, and he has to take care of it. Now you have to keep your Kabbalah. That one little Kabbalah that you've taken on becomes crucially important, awesome, because your entire Yom Kippur is now riding on that Kabbalah. So when you start having Yetzer Hara, it's not to keep your Kabbalah, just remember your whole Yom Kippur is riding on that Kabbalah. That doesn't mean that you get 100% on the Kabbalah at the end of the year. It means you're Teo Pachot, you kept your Kabbalah. There are going to be days where you forgot, or the Yetzer Hara got the better of you, whatever, but you come back. If you're tripping up in your Kabbalah too often, go back and make it smaller. It's too big.
Why is that not you? I know you said this, but why is that not not too big? Why don't we need it? Why is that in that the other book? You chose the pin tray. You didn't overdo it. Chose to read from a venture in Talmud.
And there might be a day we did that for a bench, or you there wasn't a bench. Yeah, you didn't do it. So that day you didn't do it, but you get back and you do it again tomorrow. Maybe, I don't know. One of the biggest Yetzer Haras we have is this, that it's got to be shleimus and sholem and perfect. And no, it doesn't have to be perfect. I have to be sincere. I have to be serious about what I'm doing and sincere. Of course, Baruch Hu knows who we are. There's a thing called Anus. And I'll tell you a secret. It says in the prayer, Anus, I want to fuck. I was honest. The Yetzer Hara sometimes can make a person honest. But sometimes, always, by the way, the Gemara says that if Hashem doesn't help you, the Yetzer Hara would always teach you. So you maybe forgot to ask Hashem to help you while you were in a war with the Yetzer Hara, so you didn't get the help, so you were honest. No. Where your nekudas habechiri is, you're responsible. Be careful. Be careful. There's svarim that say that. And your mama, you're gonna go straight to gain and never get out because of that attitude. What you're responsible for, you're responsible for. But what you're not responsible for, why are you taking that on your shoulders? Where you're honest, you're honest. Where your nekudas habechiri, is not there, then it's not your problem. Because you allowed a ruach shtus to enter your mind. Forget that should be. That's not done. You're not honest when there's a ruach shtus. You're responsible for that. You have to be true for that. Where your nekudas habechir is, where you trip up, the shayget, the mazid, lahachis, the tayavon. There's many, many different things that change the quality of the avodah. You ate a cheeseburger because I'll show you Hashem. So that's a different quality. Next, the guy hasn't eaten for 3 days, and his mama's cutting. And the only thing he's eating is a cheeseburger. So he eats a cheeseburger. He's chayv. He's got to do tshuva for that. Unless it was pukuf nefesh, then there's a mitzvah to eat. It's not black and white. It's multifaceted. And Hashem knows we're human, and He understands who we are. And yeah, He plays by a set of rules that we don't play by those rules. And that's the whole Sefer Tome Devora. The Talmud of Vora is a book that teaches you how to function like a shell. You just read the first chapter, understand, you cannot hold it. You give money to a guy and he uses that money to hurt you. Not about a loch, he might be awesome. But in the Talmud of Vora, he says, you're providing somebody with sustenance and he's using the koichas you give him to rebel against you and to hurt you and to write terrible things in the newspaper about you. And you have to keep giving to him, because that's what Hashem does. All these people that are rebelling against Hashem and denying Hashem's existence, Rahman al-Islam, how do they do that? Their heart's beating, their mouths are moving. Who does that? It's Hashem. So what does Hashem do? Turn him into no, he keeps taking care of them. Like everything they're doing is negative. So we don't understand Hashem's middle, but we're that great that Hashem demands that of us. That's why in Kelman Shabbos, they used to learn Talmud Devora as the Musa Sofer. because it brings you to enormous simcha. We get depressed when we read the Torah in the bowl. It's like, what? No. Because it shows you how great you are and what Hashem thinks you're capable of. You thought the Messiah was showing us a bit of a sweet letter to climb. That's what Dafka determined of what people learned during the 10 days. Because you realize in Achinami, Hashem's playing by different rules, like you said, but this whole thing doesn't make sense. Explain to me that Tshuva Bichlal makes sense. Some Tshuva. Scientifically, it's impossible. But then so is the Bechira. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll get back to the Shporesh next. And I want to know, how was Yom Kippur? You'll tell me afterwards, not now. No, you'll see me tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.